The following is a lecture on Aspiring for Merciful Glance of Radharani, given by His Grace Kratu Prabhu, recorded on September 11,
2005. वांछा कल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्यः च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीशाद गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे राम हरे राम राम राम। सो आई ऑल्सो gave a lecture last Sunday about glorification of Radharani. So, and you will hear more in the evening from His Holiness Bhakti Mark Swami Maharaj. So he forced me into this.
No, we agreed. You would say something else. We agreed.
Pardon me?
It was an agreement, you would say something.
Okay. So I'll say something first, he said. Okay, so I will read from Sri Mana Siksha, which is written by His Divine Grace Raghunath Das Goswami Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada. Raghunath Das Goswami wrote this Mana Siksha and 10th verse. So originally we understood last Sunday that Srimati Radharani, she is the dearmost devotee or dearmost to Lord Sri Krishna. Like Rupa Goswami is saying in Nectar of Instruction that better than Vaikuntha is Vrindavan, is Mathura, better than Mathura is Vrindavan, better than Vrindavan is Giri Govardhan, and better than Giri Govardhan is Radhakund. Why? Because Radhakund is most dear to Srimati Radharani, and Srimati Radharani is most dear to Lord Sri Krishna. Gopis are most dear to Krishna, and out of all gopis, Radharani is most dear to Krishna. So this is a unique position of Srimati Radharani, that Srimati Radharani is most dear to Krishna. Hari Priya. Tatta Kanchan Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priya. So Hari Priya, Srimati Radharani is most dear to Hari, Lord Sri Krishna. And she is the one who exhibited Mahabhav, that is intense love of Krishna she was experiencing, and realizing that that love of Krishna, she would go into Mahabhav ecstasy, most intense ecstasy. Like there are three personalities who experience this intense love of Krishna in Mahabhav, and that is Lord Chaitanya, Madhavendra Puri, and Srimati Radharani. So Srimati Radharani is most dear to Krishna, and here in 10th verse Raghunath Das Goswami is also stating the same thing. He says, my dear mind, just worship Srimati Radharani, for she has overshadowed Rati, the wife of Cupid. Gauri, the wife of Shiva, and Leela, the personal energy of Lord Narayan, with her exquisite beauty. Her good fortune has made her more resplendent than Indrani, the wife of King Indra. Lakshmi, the eternal consort of Lord Narayan, and even Satyabhama, queen of Dwarka and wife of Krishna. She has cast a spell on Lord Krishna and brought him under her control, thereby preventing all other competitors, including Chandravali, from even coming near him. She is the most beloved of Lord's girlfriends. So here Raghunath Das Goswami says that Srimati Radharani, she is the most worshipable. Why? Because she is most dear to Krishna. And she surpasses in her beauty to all other beautiful personality, like Rati, wife of Cupid. Cupid is most beautiful, and so is his wife. Her wife may be even more beautiful than Cupid, Rati. And Gauri, she is also most beautiful. She is the wife of Lord Shiva. And Leela, she is also very beautiful, the personal energy of Lord Narayan. So Radharani is even way more beautiful than Rati, Lalita or Gauri, and Indrani. It's literally stated, Indrani and Lakshmi, consort of Lord Narayan, Indrani, wife of Indra. So Radharani surpasses all these beautiful ladies. And because she is so beautiful, Krishna is very much attracted to her, over and above all the gopis, including Chandravali. It is stated by Raghunath Das Goswami that she has cast a spell on Lord Krishna and brought him under her control, thereby preventing all other competitors, including Chandravali, from even coming near him. She is the most beloved of Lord's Krishna's. She is most beloved of the all other girlfriends of Lord's. So because of her beauty, Krishna is very much attracted to Radharani. So just imagine how beautiful, how much beautiful Radharani must be. It's no comparison with anybody. Radharani's other name is Madan Mohan Mohini. That Krishna is most beautiful, even more so than millions of cupids, Madan Mohan. And because of Krishna's beauty, Krishna attracts millions of cupids. And Radharani is called Madan Mohan Mohini. He even attracts Krishna towards her. So she is unparalleled in beauty. There is nobody equal to her and nobody is above her in beauty. So I'll read to the Bhaktivinoda Thakur's commentary on this, purport on this verse. It's Bhaktivinoda Thakur's purport is called Sri Bhajan Darpan. One cannot attain the lotus feet of Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, who is the energetic principle and the source of all energies without first approaching His internal potency. See, one cannot approach Krishna directly. One had to approach first to Radharani. And then Radharani is very compassionate. She pushes us towards Krishna and tells Krishna, here is a better devotee of yours, better servant of yours. Please accept him. Like that. So we have to approach Radharani. And that's why we utter Radharani's name first before Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare means pleasure potency. Ahladini Sakti of Krishna. Radharani. So Hare Krishna. Radha Krishna. Like that. Description of Srimati Radharani. In this connection, Srila Rupa Goswami writes in Ujjwal Nilamani, the principal characteristics of Srimati Radharani, the queen of Vrindavan, are that she is charming, even youthful, ever youthful, has roving eyes, and even sparkling smile, a body marked with all auspicious lines on neck and on abdomen, and like that, under the lotus feet, under hands, all these lines are beautiful. She is, her fragrance drives Krishna mad with desires. She is an exponent of fine music, has sharp intelligence, is dexterous. What is dexterous? She is very shy, respectable, patient, grave, playful, eager to display the highest ecstasy of Mahabhav. That she is the primary source of supreme spiritual love. She is the primary source and she is the origin of the spiritual love. The most famous, Radharani is most famous, the object of attraction for her elders. She is very respectful to all elders, and that's why all elders are very affectionate and attracted towards her. That she is controlled by the love of her girlfriends. Gokula Taruni Mandala Mohite. She is controlled by the love of her girlfriends. She controls her girlfriends through her love. And girlfriends also control her through the love. The principle of Krishna's many lovers. She is a principal lover. And she has him always under her thumb, control. It doesn't say thumb, it says control. And she has him, Krishna, always under her control. She goes into man all the time, and Krishna had to, man means she is going in her spiritual anger, showing to Krishna, as if she is very angry to Krishna. And then Krishna had to revive her, or had to bring her back into loving mode. So Radharani always keeps Krishna under her control. Srimati Radharani's glories. Scripture provides a plethora of descriptions of Srimati Radharani in the Gopalottar Tapani. She is the embodiment of Mahabhava, or the highest transcendental ecstasy, and none of the other gopis or cowherd damsels of Vrindavan possesses her excellent qualities. Radharani is therefore known as the most famous Gandharva. The other name of Radharani is Gandharvika, Giridhari. That is the name given to the deity of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur in her math in Mayapur, called Chaitanya Math, Gandharvika Giridhari. So Radharani, she is exhibiting Mahabhava, and that's why her name is Gandharva. It should be Gandharva. Gandharvika Giridhari. The Rook Parishist says, other scripture says, Srimati Radharani is always to be found with Sri Krishna, and Madhava, Krishna, is always to be seen with Radhika. One is never without the other's company. Narad Muni describes Srimati Radharani in the Padma Puran in this way. As much as Srimati Radhika is dear to Lord Krishna, her pond, Radhakund, is as beloved to him. Among all the gopis, Srimati Radharani is most dear to Krishna. Srila Rupa Goswami's prayers to Radharani. There are ashtak, it's 8 prayers to Srimati Radharani. It's a long one, not 8. But Maharaj should also speak. There's only 10 minutes left. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. This is Radhastami. Radhastami on Sunday, 11th, 12:30, 11th of September 2005. Thank you. Hare Krishna.